Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. FBI is again probing U.S. Democratic Party presidential candidate Hillary Clinton following an earlier investigation into her use of a private email server while she was Secretary of State. The FBI is now looking at emails which are part of a separate investigation involving the estranged husband of a key Clinton aide. More on the story now from VOA's Jim Malone.
Clinton's Republican opponent, Donald Trump, seized on the news during a rally in New Hampshire.
The FBI has just sent a letter to Congress informing them that they have discovered new emails pertaining to the former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's investigation.
Back in July, FBI Director James Comey concluded that Clinton's use of a private email server was careless, but did not rise to the level of criminal conduct. Clinton addressed the issue in Iowa late Friday.
So the American people deserve to get the full and complete facts immediately. The director himself has said he doesn't know whether the emails referenced in his letter are significant or not.
Polls continue to show Clinton leading Trump, both nationally and in many of the key battleground states that will determine the election outcome on November 8th. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
Also in the news, Iraqi forces have advanced in a small town south of Mosul as an Iraqi Shiite militia joined the offensive by opening up a new front to the west. Commanders said most of the Islamic State fighters withdrew earlier this week using civilians as human shields, but U.S. airstrikes disrupted the forced march. This is VOA News. The U.N. Human Rights Office is reporting that the Iraqi civilians are increasingly being used as pawn by the IS. Spokeswoman Ravinda Shamdasani.
ISIL's depraved, cowardly strategy is to attempt to use the presence of civilian hostages to render certain points, areas, or military forces immune from military operations.
This is provoking revenge killings of suspected IS fighters. Yemen's internationally backed president has rejected a new United Nations peace proposal as warplanes from the Saudi-led coalition backing him launched strikes that killed scores of civilians as well as rebels and prison inmates in the country's southwest. Details of the latest peace proposals from UN Special Envoy Ismail Ul-Sheikh Ahmed to President Abu Ramu Mansour Adi have been not officially disclosed, but Reuters said they do include provisions that would sideline Adi and install a new government. World Food Program is warning that half of Yemen's 24 million people are living right now in a state of crisis. More than 7 million of them are going hungry each day. That story now from Lisa Bryan.
Spokeswoman Bettina Lucia says it is shocking and horrible to see this level of desperation in the 21st century.
When you see mothers who have little to eat themselves, when they see their children slipping away, it just breaks your heart. And so we appeal to the world to help us do our job on the ground. We appeal to the fighting sites that humanitarians can get access to more areas.
Lucia says the WFP was able to get to three hard-to-reach districts in Taiz Governorate during last week's 72-hour humanitarian pause in the fighting. She says the WFP will soon be able to access another 189,000 people in three other areas that have been off-limits. But she adds that does not solve the ongoing problem of hunger. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Two suicide bombings killed at least 9 people, injured 24 others Saturday morning in the Nigerian city of Maiduguri, heart of the 7-year-old insurgency by the Boko Haram militants. No one claimed responsibility, but the bombings were similar to previous ones carried out by Boko Haram. The New York Metropolitan Opera stopped a performance Saturday afternoon after someone in the audience sprinkled white powder into the orchestra pit during an intermission. The anti-terrorism police investigated that incident. No injuries were reported and no one was taken into custody. Police say they have not yet identified the unknown substance tossed into the orchestra pit and no witnesses stepped forward with further information.
That's the latest world news from VOA.